This is a song co-written with Mike DiGiorgi, and I won't tell you all the gory details of how we co-wrote it. It was a sordid story, but the idea for the song was his, and it's all about summing up a person's whole life with two lines on a piece of rock. Uncle Mo was known to be partial to hyperbole. When he complained, no one believed a lick. So when he died playing his guitar, I guess it wasn't all that bizarre. Like a tombstone said, I told you I was sick. Fred Jones was led astray by a string of women that he had paid. He had no concern about the company he was keeping. Yeah, he hid it all from his better half, but the widow, she got the final laugh. And the tombstone said, now I know where you'd be sleeping. Well, you can't have no blues reading the tombstone news. You can't have no blues when you're reading the tombstone news.
Say it one, Greg.
Slick Jack, the atheist, all laid out in his Sunday best, believed in love down to his heathen soul. Yet a preacher prayed on his behalf, quoting from his epitaph, all dressed up, no place to go. Well, you can't have no blues reading the tombstone blues. Can't have no blues when you're reading the tombstone. Mel Blanc had a lot of choices. He invented a thousand voices like Porky the Pig. I just love the way he spoke. Yeah, he stammered so iconically, and the tombstone in his memory says, "Dip, dip, 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 dip." That's all, folks. Well, you can't have no blues reading the tombstone news. You can't have no blues when you're reading the tombstone news.
Slow down, man.
You can't have no blues.
Thank you, Georgie.